This week's Four Questions Journalist Spotlight is brought to you by Left's Atlanta Media, Atlanta's best journalist database. Subscribe at leftsatlantamedia.com.
Welcome to another edition of our Four Questions Journalist Spotlight. We are talking with Ryan Dennis today. He's got a cool, not new, but a podcast that he and I haven't talked about in a little bit. So we're going to talk about that, and we talk a little about his illustrious TV background, and then we're going to talk about his favorite local restaurant and the coolest thing about it. So Ryan, Ryan, thanks for being with us today. So let's start first with tell me about your podcast, which you were telling me is kind of expanding beyond just a podcast now. So tell us what it's called and where to find it first.
First, Mitch, thank you so much for having me. It really means a lot. I mean, you've seen me grow over the years, so that, you know, it's always fun to catch up with you. Peach Pop 5 is essentially a full-on entertainment news platform. So, you know, coming out of working with major outlets, you know, I used to produce at NBC Atlanta and Revolt, and I always kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. So, you know, I really wanted a destination. As you know, I'm really invested in telling the stories about what happens behind the scenes in Georgia. And I wanted a place to call my own, and I wanted to embrace a new community. So peachpop5.com is a full-on entertainment news website. So, you know, the reason why I called it Peach Pop 5 was it's five things you should know about Georgia entertainment. So I have a music and film section, a business section, a game section to capture the gaming. And I also have a life section for human interest stories. So, you know, essentially users, residents can send me their pictures of what's filming in their neighborhood, but also a place to connect with other partners to tell me about, you know, clients they have in town and events, and a place where people can put their lists. And I'm actually really excited about the life section because it really allows me to dive deep into stories I wouldn't typically cover as an entertainment news platform, but lifestyle. I'm doing a story about dating in the age gap and how it plays into celebrity life, but also pop culture. You know, Georgia is third on the list for women who are going on this website called CougarLife.com. And essentially they're looking for younger men. So it's interesting to talk about romance, but also pop culture. Peach Pop 5 is about pop culture, five things you should know about Georgia entertainment. And it started off as a podcast, but now we're doing full-on video interviews. I cover red carpets. I also get a chance to do unique video stories. I recently went to LA to cover the Truth Awards. So we're going not just about Georgia, but Georgia's our home, but we're covering full-on entertainment. And I'm really excited to cover MomoCon too.
Good. Have you been to MomoCon before?
I have not been to MomoCon. I've sent photographers to MomoCon over the years when I was working at 11 Alive, and I see all the cosplay and amazing things. So I can't wait to actually go inside this year.
All right, we're gonna have to talk about you getting your cosplay game up to snuff before you get out there. Although I was gonna look at you like, he doesn't have any cosplay on. All right, so you and I first met when you were kind of working. You were the half the brain trust behind the A scene at Channel 11 going back, gosh, 5-6 years, something like that.
Time has flown by. It feels like yesterday when I think about the A scene. So I was one of the executive producers for the digital/TV franchise hosted by one of my good friends, Francesca Amaker, who, you know, essentially we were, it was just the two of us covering a lot of this stuff. So people kind of got to know us as a dynamic content duo behind the scenes pushing that. And definitely Peach Pop 5, it's rooted in a lot of those stories that I covered, and we're bringing it to the future.
So how do you differentiate Peach Pop 5 from any other entertainment site? What's that kind of unique selling factor, unique selling proposition that as a marketing person might say?
Yeah, so, you know, I will say in the scope of entertainment news platforms, a lot of publications are based in LA. So what we're seeing right now with Peach Pie 5 is the start of an outlet that's going to be able to be in the competitive marketplace amongst those magazines like Hollywood Reporter and People Magazine, essentially rooted in Georgia. It's kind of, I would say it's a hybrid of People meets the Hollywood Reporter, and definitely getting the variety of video coverage. I'm so excited to do more. But this is going to be a news machine that we're creating, and so far we've gotten some really great stories. You know, I've covered projects with Disney. I've covered Hulu's projects. I've also covered, you know, tons and tons of upcoming events. So this is a new outlet where I'm looking forward to creating partnerships with everyone throughout the state.
So when did you actually launch? I think you launched, was it last year when you launched the podcast, or was it the year
before?
Yeah,
so last year? Actually, I launched it October of last year.
Okay, all right.
It was on my birthday. I gave myself
a present to yourself, right? Hey, I'm going to give myself
present
more work
to myself. A present to myself, because, you know, why I started this, because I just always love telling stories about what's happening here. And, you know, I started out as a music countdown, in which I got to utilize Spotify's music library into the interview. So I had different artists kicking off and talking about their music catalog. But then I also was able to talk about Five Things You Should Know. This was right around the time of all the union strikes that were happening, and talking about the state of what was happening at that time and how so many people were jobless. Everything came to a halt. And I was really inspired throughout that time, because I was feeling that same sentiment of everything being shut down. There were no stories to tell except for what was happening in that moment.
That was a crazy time. You know, kind of looking at kind of some of the stories you've done over the last 6 months or so, what's one that really stands out? You thought, man, this one turned out great. I'm really glad I was able to do this one.
So, you know, I love the glamour of red carpet, but I also love community stories. So I got to cover an Oscars party at the town at Triliff, which is, you know, located in Fayetteville. There's Triliff Studios, but also the town at Triliff, which is the neighborhood where a lot of the stunt people, the people involved behind the scenes, live. And it was Oscars night, and Enzo did a charitable dinner. Steve and Michael Kukuli, he hosted a Oscars prize game kind of thing. And it was really such, and we got the full on Hollywood treatment, but it was right in our very own backyard. So I'm looking forward to covering more of that kind of thing. And, you know, we had fun predicting the Oscar winners, and there were different, you know, prizes and a menu themed after what was happening tonight. So that was really fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Stephen Brown, because that looked like a great party that he was talking about that on Facebook for a week or two beforehand. So that looked like a lot of fun.
And, you know, he wore a full on tux. So, you know, everyone kind of dressed their best. It was just really fun to be a part of that. And I got to be the official red carpet for that event. So that was really fun. And then before that, I got to cover the world premiere of Marvel's Moon Girl and Dinosaur, in which is this animated character on Disney, and she loves skating. And they took over Cascade Skating, and they totally reimagined it as the Moon Girl set. So that was really fun.
Is that Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur?
Yeah, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
I may have to dig into my comic book collection. See, I had Devil Dinosaur number one at some point. I have to see if I still have that, or if I sold that. That was the weirdest. It's like is the dinosaur intelligent or not? It's like I think he is, but it worked somehow. And then Moon Girl is like this brilliant little girl, which is kind of fun too.
It was for season two of the show. So the cast came into town and they partnered up with different schools where young girls got to learn about STEM and skating around Cascade. So it was just a full on, and they had, you know, everything was inspired by science, and it was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So that segues into the next question, was what are some of the things you've got on your plate coming up in the next month or two? Some things that you either plan on covering or want to cover. Obviously, MomoCon, you got to cover that, but that's, which is Memorial Day weekend at the Georgia World Congress Center, if everybody wants to go. See link below.
I am looking forward to covering, I'm going to be doing a feature on Cinco de Mayo about the best handcrafted cocktails. So I'm going to be spotlighting five restaurants about the best or new. I'm just looking for unique stories surrounding Cinco de Mayo. I'm also looking for stories about events. I want to list some events on our website. I'm definitely looking forward to MomoCon. That's definitely, you know, because it's a full experience in a weekend, and, you know, MomoCon, I mean, there's going to be just so much happening in that weekend. I can't wait to see people dressed up as stormtroopers walking around when I go downtown.
Well, yeah. And you also have, you know, the voice talent from tons of anime. We've got, I think, the voice from Pocahontas and the woman who did the voice for the two voice actors from Aladdin and from Disney. We've got a ton of local cosplayers and local comic book artists. Anyway, not to make MomoCon all about this episode, but yeah. All right.
In addition to that, so Peach Pop 5 is five sections. So I have a music section where I cover independent artists, but also mainstream artists. You know, there's Atlanta is home to so many R&B and trap music artists, but you know, I'm open to all genres approaching me for interviews and features and just spreading the word about singles. And then we have the film and TV section, in which I showcase, you know, what's filming in town or if there's a red carpet premiere. And then there's the life section, in which I talk about human interests and, you know, people doing things outside of, you know, just the heartwarming personal stories of the community. And then I have a business news section in which I talk about development. I talk about, you know, all kinds of, you know, if new hires in the industry, all kinds of industry news related to that. If there's an upcoming event, whether it's an industry event or public facing event, you know, there's a section for that. And then the game section, in which I try to put as much I would like to include more gaming stuff. I got to cover DreamHack last year, but definitely spreading the news about the gaming industry as well. So,
yeah,
kind of stories related to that.
You'll find some gaming at MomoCon too. There's a lot there too. All right, so now we get to the really hard questions. So this first one is the one that always throws people. All right, so what is something really cool about Ryan that people might not know about? Could be a hobby, a talent, things you collect. Something cool about Ryan that people might not know.
Something cool that people. I am actually working on music as a recording artist. So I first started working with an artist. I was working on a project called Dishing with Dennis, in which I did a theme song inspired by The Fresh Prince. So I'll be working on different things, occasionally might do like a carpool karaoke kind of thing with interviews.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So not so seriously as a recording artist, but just a ways for me to communicate with people because, you know, that's just my personality.
Okay. Can you sing a little for us right now? Can you give me a little something?
I mean, you'll just catch it. You'll just catch it.
Okay. All right. I might have to go look on your YouTube channel and see if I can find some Ryan singing somewhere on there. All right. Okay. So the next one, I'll give you the option. You can do either last book you've read or the last podcast you've listened to. And it can't be your podcast.
Okay. So the last book that I read was actually Billy Porter's biography, his memoir. I have a long commute for some of my projects. So I've been really into the audio book kind of, and I love biographies, but Billy Porter's book was really, really good. And then I try to find anything related to Michael Jackson or any kind of like untold story that I didn't know. There was a journalist that covered the business of Michael Jackson. So I've been reading that. And then I listened to Jermaine Jackson's memoir about his life. And it was a tribute to his brother. So I've been, that's been kind of like the last few things that I've been listening to.
All right. Okay. So, and this next one can be kind of lightning round. So what's your favorite local restaurant?
Shri Thai in Atlantic Station. I love Thai fusion.
What's it called?
Shri Thai.
Shri Thai. Okay. All right. What's your favorite guilty pleasure? You gotta tell us. People want
French fries. French fries.
French fries. All right. French fries. That's a good one. All right. What's your favorite local getaway? Place you like to go where no one's gonna bug you.
I love taking my dog on hikes at Kennesaw Mountain.
Okay. And then last one is, what's your favorite non-work hobby? Do you have a non-work hobby, Ryan?
I would say, listen, I love YouTube.
Are you a TikTok guy? Are you on TikTok?
I'm not really a TikToker. I need to get better at TikTok, but I will dive into YouTube so fast.
All right, what's your YouTube genre? What are you looking for on YouTube?
I am into untold stories. Sometimes I go down a rabbit hole of true crime. And then, of course, if there's like a celebrity murder, you know, if there's untold stories about like pop culture, boy bands from the 60s, 70s, 80s, I love all that.
All right. Cool. All right. So that's our lightning round. So, okay. You've survived the lightning round. Woohoo! you get a commemorative mug for surviving the light. Now I should do commemorative mugs. That'd be good. Every one of my guests gets a Four Questions Journalist Spotlight coffee mug. Okay, I'll do that. All right. So, trying to think. Okay, so let's tell folks again where can they find. Let's tell them where they can find the website, where they can find you on YouTube and on all your socials.
The website for Peach Pop 5 is Peach Pop, PEACHPOP5E.com. I spell out 5, so PeachPop5.com. That is the central hub for all of the platforms. So whether you want to check out the podcast, there's a podcast section. If you want to go to YouTube from our page, you can go straight to YouTube from the page. We feature some of our videos on the homepage if you just scroll down. But all of those platforms are called Peach Pop 5.
So Facebook, Instagram.
Actually, we're not on Facebook. Facebook yet. So we're just on Instagram and YouTube at the moment. But YouTube is the... It's essential video platform.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right, so people can find it. So I'll put that in the show notes too, as they say, so people can find all that. And we'll do all those tag things so people can people can find you. We've been talking with Ryan Dennis, who has a newish entertainment newish.
Totally, I like newish.
Newish, you like newish?
I like newish. Yes.
Newish is what I call it when something's been around for a while and I just haven't talked about it yet. That way I don't feel like people, it's like, I don't want to say it's new because it's not new because you've been around since October.
Yeah.
So it's newish.
But it you know, I like that it's grown in the short amount of time because essentially, you know, the website wasn't around the time of the launch, but now the website is the focal point for Peachpot 5. So I'm looking forward to more people reading the stories on peachpot5.com, you know, checking out the videos. But essentially, this is, you know, I want people to come here for the stories and the headlines.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We've been talking with Ryan Dennis, Peachpot 5. Look for him at an entertainment event near you, and you may find him at MomoCon, but he may be hard to recognize because he'll be in cosplay. but he'll have a sign on his back that says Peachpot 5. So there we go. Thanks for everybody for being with us again this week. As always, look for our archive of Journalist Spotlights on YouTube or on our audio site. And if you're looking for our database of Atlanta Media, go to leftsatlantamedia.com. Oh, and make sure you click that subscribe button because I'm 1% away from, well, no, I'm 99% away from monetizing this YouTube channel. So, you know, I just need like another million people to listen to this and I actually make money on this. That is never going to happen. I don't know. It might happen. Once I connect with Ryan's people, then that's going to jump my numbers, man. It's just going to happen like that. It's going to happen. All right. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.